I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Everybody, welcome to fucking Ragtime number 17.
Yeah.
Or number 5 slash.
Oh, Jesus, you on the fucking.
You know what? This is when I'm on the rag. I'm actually on the rag right
Me
now.
Too. Yay! High five!
Bleeding woo!
Oh my god, we even fucked up that high five.
We did.
God, we suck at everything.
Yeah!
That was connection.
We are fucking awesome. Anyway, if you're not familiar with what Ragtime is, it's basically. Nicole and I
bitching
about
anything,
life,
yeah,
and
important things.
Basically, Denise, who is in London, and God bless her for sticking through the hard times. Cause yeah. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is going on over there?
I don't know, and I'm gonna be there in 3 weeks.
So instead of everybody sending her, you know, your nipples, or you know, your butt. Just send her some love.
But thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. That's my favorite on the internet when anything happens. Thoughts and prayers.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that's really helping us out. Thanks.
Just send her some hugs. Some kisses.
Yeah.
From your either your lips from your mouth.
Yeah.
Or your lips majora.
Yeah.
Whichever. Just to get her through these times.
Okay.
So anyway, Nicole and I are going to start bitching.
Yeah.
Do you got one off the top of your head?
No. I got nothing.
Okay,
I'm coming to the table with absolutely nothing.
Are you serious?
But it'll, something will pop in.
Okay. Here's the one thing, and I know I'm going to sound so white with this.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, you're just ever in the car, and you're just listening to the radio, and you're like, you know what? I've had enough of this fucking song, because they play it all goddamn time. So then you change the channel, and then the same song is playing on the next channel. And then you change the channel, and the same fucking song is playing on that channel. So for 3 channels, it's the same song. And you know what it is? Shape of You, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, God, yeah, they love that song on the radio.
Oh, my God, it's just like, it was driving me bonkers. Like, are you kidding me with this? We get it, Ed Sheeran, we get it. And from what I understand, you don't really bathe very well. So how in the world are you banging a supermodel because you stink? I don't get it.
He looks like he stinks.
Right?
Yeah.
Someone even said, like, he basically just, I mean, God bless him, he rolls out of bed, he does what he has to do, he goes to the bar, and he passes out. Good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can get through life that way.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I cannot and look as good as you and still get pussy. I cannot.
He looks good. He doesn't even look good. He looks dirty.
Right. But he's getting model pussy.
Of course he is.
Model pussy.
Because he's singing like John Mayer-y shit, but British style. Yeah,
fuck John Mayer.
Yeah, he's a stupid shit too.
John Mayer. And the fact that he was with Katy Perry.
Well, there's a whole rumor about that he can't get off without only masturbating. He's the only way he can get off. You can't get off.
That's that really?
Mayer, yeah. From, like, groupies.
Oh. Yeah. Good for him. You know what? Karma's a bitch. Serves him right. That's it.
I don't even listen to the radio anymore. I listen to everything on my phone where I decide what I want to listen to because I can't stand it. I remember, like, for a while where I didn't have, like, an auxiliary jack and stuff in my car. And I would just, like, try to listen to the radio. And the same thing. Like, after a month, you've heard the playlist. There's no new one. It takes, like, several months for them to play new songs.
Seriously?
It seems like it. If you consistently listen to a radio station, they play the same 30 songs.
I thought when you're plugged into your phone jack.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I'm just listening to straight-up radio, it takes them at least, like, 2 to 3
yes,
months
exactly.
to put a new one in the rotation.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, that's why I don't listen to radio.
I mean,
I paid for Spotify. I can't take it anymore. And I already listen to my own shit off my server.
That's what you have to do. It's ridiculous.
Huh.
And depending on how many songs you have, you can't put all the songs on your, you know, your digital device because you might have a big enough memory.
Yeah, but I just stream it from my server because I'm not a garbage person.
I'm
gonna put it all on my fucking phone.
You know, you're fucking angry at me. Jesus, I'm just, oh my God.
It's called get a media server. I mean, this is 2017.
Or you just use your data. Who the fuck cares? But you steal shit off the internet, so, like, some of us aren't as technical savvy. I do not. Okay.
That is illegal. I borrow it.
You give it back when you're done.
Yeah.
How do you borrow it?
I delete it when I'm done.
Really?
No.
After it's saved on the CD?
I keep it forever.
You're right. When it's on your hard drive? Oh, man. Okay. You got one? And if anybody noticed, we're not bitching about Trump, because
all right, that's
a staple.
I got one.
Okay.
This is very specific.
Yes.
People
okay.
who bring pot-bellied pigs to Pride,
but then don't let you pet them. Fuck them.
Very specific.
That was very specific.
Yes.
Because if
you bring a pot-bellied pig to anything, expect your day to be delayed. That's your goddamn fault. You brought a pot-bellied pig to an event, okay?
Yeah.
That is abnormal now, for society, and we want to see it. We want to pet it, and you give us at least 20 to 30 seconds of petting. Don't start walking away.
She gave me nothing.
Nothing.
Today. Nothing today.
Then don't bring a fucking weird exotic animal to a thing. That's a weird animal to have on a leash.
You're bringing a cute animal to
it's adorable.
A pride event, which is dominated by lesbians who have dogs.
Like, think about the cutest little,
like,
babe-like pig. Like, it was adorable.
It was, not even a foot long.
I'd say, like, a size of a Dachshund. Like,
yeah.
It was tiny.
Adorable.
Oh, my God, a little wet nose.
Yeah.
And I got to swipe that nose, and that's all I fucking got out of it.
Yeah, I
didn't even get to touch it.
I got its butt. No, yeah. I got its butt.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Then don't bring your fucking pot-bellied pig to an event.
You know what? I don't want to lick your cock. How about that?
If I'm walking around with a cockatoo, I'm going to get... I expect to be delayed in my path. All right? Don't carry around an iguana, a snake, anything that I'm going to be interested in that's not a dog.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, people bad enough with dogs. Like, they've never seen a goddamn dog before, people act like.
Right. Well, some of them are very cute.
Yeah, but especially with Draper. Like, people, like, go fucking batshit if I take him somewhere. I don't
Seriously?
Know why.
He's an average dog.
I have no idea. He's just a mutt.
But you are correct. Do not take a pot-belly pig.
No. That is, like, the high level of cuteness.
And don't...
That's like you're carrying around, like, a little tiny sugar glider. I'm looking at that shit. That's adorable.
And don't discriminate who touched your pig.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? She didn't go very far, and then this other girl came running up, and she's like, oh, look at your pig.
Yeah,
because
she's...
What, I'm not cute enough? Or I'm a garbage person?
You're a garbage person. She knew it.
What, I'm an old hag?
Guess what we're doing next year? We're bringing a fucking chinchilla up in our game.
Yeah!
And then when she comes to pet the chinchilla with her pot-belly pig, be like, nope, swoop. No, I'm not touching my chinchilla. Bitch. You dissed me that pig last year.
That's right.
Where's that pig now?
Uh-huh.
Too big. You gotta get rid of it, right? Because that's what happens with a fucking pig.
What'd you do? Eat it for breakfast? It's probably what you did. Uh-huh. Whatever. Good Lord. Okay, I'm going in a whole other direction. Right. Bill Cosby.
Oh, why? What happened? He kind of disappeared for a while.
He did. But the fact that, like, there used to be reruns on Nickelodeon.
You can't even watch it now, right?
Correct. He ruined, in a sense, my childhood and my
love that show.
For the Cosby Show.
Loved that show.
Loved it.
I watched them all, probably.
It.
Yeah, I know. There's a couple things like that, though, where people fucking ruin it. That's why, like, you shouldn't know, like, I don't think you should ever meet your, like, favorite celebrity.
Right.
Never meet them, because it's just gonna, no matter, even if they're the best, you're probably still gonna be disappointed.
And the fact
They're not gonna be, though.
But, I mean, besides being disappointed, like... He's a fucking, like, full-on creep.
Like, he should be in jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not even like, oh, he did some,
oh, he did
like
drugs.
Like, Pee Wee Herman,
in the,
and, you know,
like,
Yanked his crank in a theater.
Right.
Like, whatever.
Who cares? Like, good for you, Pee Wee Herman.
I don't know.
So like, whatever.
Yeah. If I was a dude and I had a wiener and I was Pee Wee Herman and I was hopped up on something, I might cry.
I would do
theater
that, too.
Theater.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. But not, like... You are fucking Bill Cosby in your heyday, and you have to drug women and then rape them?
It's disgusting.
Like, are
that's
you serious?
Not even, that's not even, like, a, like, he can't get laid thing. That's just, like, that's what he's into. He's got, like, some fuck-up mind.
Right.
Where the power is what he wants.
Because
he wants.
Clearly he could easily just go to any bar and go up to any woman and just say, I'm Bill Cosby, you
exactly.
want to do this?
Exactly.
And they would be like,
yeah.
Okay.
But that's not what he wanted.
No.
He wanted that experience. Yeah. And that alone. That's disgusting.
Like, it's one thing. I mean, like, it would be... I would be grossed out if he cheated on his wife. But it was like, okay, fine. You're a dude. It happens. Yeah. Whatever. But the fact that you purposely, and your entourage, found women,
yeah,
you drugged them, and then you had your way with, yeah, them, and then you let them go, like,
yeah,
on their merry way, I can't watch The Cosby Show anymore. Yeah. It was, like, one of my favorite shows growing up.
Yeah, that does suck. That sucks. I mean, yes, have I drugged you before and had sex with you? On occasion.
Wait a minute. But, on occasion? More than once?
I knew that was the only way it was going to happen. It wasn't like Cosby.
So, wait. So, you mean you kept... You were a repeat offender?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Because I think he only did it once and let them go.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, thank you. I was good enough to come back.
I'm monogamous with my...
with your drug and raping. Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. I think I feel good about myself. I think.
What are you doing, Pudding Pop? You should be going to Cosby there. You're like, I'm right on a bubble.
And I put a pop. And that's another thing, too. Pudding Pops are fan-fucking-tastic.
No, can't eat them.
And they don't make them anymore. And even if they did, I can't eat them.
I can't eat anything that's a chocolate popsicle now.
No! But I mean, my God, those are so great. The swirl ones, the vanilla and chocolate, were the fucking best.
They are.
But they haven't made them in years.
Fucking Bill Cosby.
You know what? Why is it...
Why is he still not in trouble?
Like, oh, what is going on? His trial is starting.
Oh, is it a civil suit or is it an actual criminal trial he's going in for?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is he's blind.
What?
That he's blind, apparently.
When did this happen?
He's been walking around with some dude because apparently he's blind because he's got glaucoma or something. Like, I don't know.
So they're trying to use this as a defense?
Yeah. Like, I didn't know who I was drugging because I couldn't see.
Yeah, well, except you've been raping people for 3 decades, so...
I thought I was raping some dudes. Thank I didn't you. Know it was a vagina. All right. Here's another thing, too. Here's my third one.
Okay.
And in a way...
You've already gone through three?
Well, yeah. My first one was... Oh, wait. What was that? God, I don't even remember my first.
Did you get contact?
Yeah,
coffee?
Yeah.
Did you get contact?
I kind of did. One and two. We've been drinking all day. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, enjoying Pride. So, yeah. Like, we don't really hate much
and
today.
And the end of our night was talking to a woman who was literally naked, pretty much.
Oh, my God. That was a mate who I could have taken home.
Yeah.
And she could have ridden my face.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. It was like...
You're a little lucky that she didn't, Polly.
Yeah, and it was so funny. What did she say? I'm like, I don't mind dining at that restaurant. She goes, you don't mind? You're going to the same restaurant every night. I'm like, yeah. I don't mind. I purchased that restaurant. And I do not mind eating at it every night. Yeah. I enjoy it. Thank you very much. She says, good for you. Basically, I equated my wife to a restaurant. Yeah. Like,
well, she was also, like, very young.
She was.
So she's probably just, like, munching on box left and right.
But apparently she told me that she saw her ex with another lady, and she was all ready to give her the ring. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, okay. Oh, yeah. I was pissed off about Ed Sheeran and that stupid fucking song. That was my number one. Number two is Bill Cosby. And number three, and I don't know if this has to do with age or maybe it is age because you experienced this too. The fact that...
I'm not as old as you.
Thank you for... So what is your difference? 4 years?
Yes. A whole high school. Go ahead.
You put it that way. I hate when Nicole makes it that I'm so fucking ancient.
Again. Like, if I met you in high school, you...
And, I would have been gone, right?
And you tried to make your moves on me, it'd be statutory rape.
Jesus.
That's how old you are.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I thought it was like 5. It had to be 5 years statutory rape. So we're within the 4-year minimum, so it would have been 5.
Oh, wait a minute.
That was 5 in Jersey.
You mean 5 years older than is considered?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that was part of a statute. I thought it was like if you were over the age of 16, you sleep with someone under 8 years.
No,
it.
I think it has to be 5 years difference.
Oh, that's a big gap.
Yeah, right?
Like a 21-year-old sleeping with a 16-year-old? That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. We have to look this up. Anyway, apparently we cannot eat crabby food like donuts or sushi and drink beer that has lactose in it. Because apparently our bodies do not like it.
Oh, no.
And so, because this is what happened. One of our favorite breweries had a beer release.
Yes.
We went, we very stood exciting. Out in line. We were so excited for this.
Outside during a nor'easter.
Yeah, it was pouring rain.
Cold.
We, my wife, myself, Nicole, each Pachos, a case.
Basically.
It was awesome. Yeah. And then, you know, like we sampled some while we were there, and then we drank some later. And my God, I think like 4 hours after we got home, it was like, if you came into our house, it smelled nasty because the farts that came out of our ass.
Yeah, and I like texted you, right?
And I texted you. I'm like, are you farting ridiculous?
Since like 10 o'clock at night, it's just been disgusting.
So I've coined that smell because like, one, it kind of like tingles your butt, and not in a good way because of like, it kind of hurts. Uh-huh. And two, it smells awful.
Like rotten eggs.
If you guys have ever gone, like, driven to the beach or whatever you've called the shore or whatever. Yeah, and it's like, you know, that rotting flesh, like,
smell. Yeah, usually in marshy areas, too. You can really smell it.
Yeah, it's just, like, rotting decay.
Yeah, like dead fish and shit.
And, you know, crustaceans or whatever.
Yeah, just sea smell with death.
Correct. Correct.
Mixed with that's why we were farting.
And I called it Spicy Bay.
Spicy Bay! We should rename our town Spicy Bay. No, I live in. And just, like, start writing on envelopes until Spicy the mailman's Bay. Like, why am I still using the right zip code? Just go with Spicy Bay.
Yeah, exactly, because we just keep farting and it smells just like it.
Oh, my God.
Man, I mean, it was, like, eye-watering farts. Yeah. The smell was...
Your own were bothering you.
Like, because normally when you fart...
But we thought it, like, I think it was the worst that night, but still the beer itself was still doing it.
Yeah, it is.
But the combination of the fact that we went and got donuts after, and then we had sushi for dinner. It was like we just went to all our vices that day.
So that's...
It was just like... like, left and right.
So 4 to 6 hours later, depending...
Sarah's not happy.
We've realized that what really pisses me off is the fact that we can't enjoy all of our vices.
Yeah.
And not have repercussions.
Major ones.
Because it is not pleasant at all whatsoever. And, you know. It's like, it was so bad that when Pauline and I went to bed, and I just shifted in bed, I'm like, oh my God, did you fart? Because it was just coming out
in the mattress.
Like, she didn't even, like, decide to, like, you know, toast me. Mm-hmm. It was just, we were just laying there. And it was just seeping out. She goes, yes. I'm like, oh, you could have given me warning. My God, it was so awful. But Spicy Bay is not good. Not good at all.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's all I got. What's your three?
Oh, I got nothing, man.
Oh,
I'm the worst.
God, what is wrong with you? Are you just like, oh, he wants to come up. Oh, Lord.
Really? You just want to do that?
My dog's an asshole.
He is. All dogs are assholes. Okay, I'll fuck a bitch about dogs. Man's best friend? How about man's pain in the ass? There you go.
There it is.
Dog drives me fucking... I never owned a dog before, so, like, I don't know the idiosyncrasies of dogs besides, like... Because I've been around them a lot, but I don't live with them.
Oh, my God, could you shut up?
See? Dogs are dicks.
Yeah.
They're just, like, the in and out bullshit. I can't
take it. Oh, my God. Seriously, this one... Out back, out front. Out back, out front. And then barks at you if you don't let him out.
Yeah.
Like right now. Well, I'm not letting him out.
Yeah. Well, fuck yourself, dude.
Exactly. Eat your chicken.
Guess what? Get thumbs. You could do a lot more, dog. That's what I say.
Oh. That's it.
The only thing we have one up on him is thumbs.
And I think our mentality is a bit more advanced.
Slightly.
Slightly. Not much.
Depends what you voted for.
God. Oh my God. Is that it? That's all you got? Man, you were just living a high. Like, you were just.
I'm too happy right
you
now.
You are.
I need to be miserable.
Yes. And you even have your period.
How about.
You had a really good day today.
How about, like, in this day and age, no, do you think anyone should ask you to burn a DVD? Is that a thing? Right, Pip?
Who asked you to burn a DVD?
I made a volunteer to make a slideshow for Edda's pre-K.
Okay.
Which I regret because they needed to output it on a DVD. Now, who would think that would be a big deal? Me. I don't have a computer with that anymore. And our laptop's really old. I tried it. It didn't work. And then Walgreens and all these other places say that they burn CDs. I mean, a DVD. But they only burn photo slideshows on DVDs. They don't burn movies and stuff. They send it out for that. So I couldn't get to, like, June 22nd. Luckily, Sarah just happened to figure out that her work computer had it. It's like, so I'm wondering how, like, other parents are probably less technically inclined with other less capabilities or bringing a DVD in.
My guess is that they're not doing that.
Yeah.
They're probably not creating a slideshow. Like, you are a graphic designer. Yeah. So, like...
But they still have to put it on a DVD and bring it in. How are they making it?
I don't know, man.
Like...
I mean, I
everything takes thumb drives now and shit like that. Like,
well, when I got my new computer, it didn't have a disk drive, but I bought an external disk drive.
Yeah, well, Macs are like that. It's just where they are.
But you don't have one of those.
No, but it makes sense that Mac took it away because, you know...
You really don't need it.
Let's put it this way. I upgraded my PC myself. I put in a new video card and I added some stuff to it, like a power supply and all this stuff. So I just took it apart and you have to unplug everything.
Right.
That goes to the motherboard.
Right.
I didn't plug one thing back in, I guess, before I sealed up the case. It happens to be the CD-ROM. Do you think I fixed it? No, because I never fucking opened that tray ever. I didn't put a drink on it. Like.
So if you did plug it in, would you be able to burn a DVD?
No, they just a player, I think. Oh, I don't even know. Like, yeah. I never use it. Because, yeah, like, even when you, like, install, everything's on the internet. Like, you don't fucking need the stupid DVD.
But, I mean, at some point... You know, schools are going to have to be up to date and just...
I know.
So you can just give them a thumb drive and say...
They have a smart TV and it should work. And
yeah.
And honestly, I would shit on them, but I plugged the thumb drive into my smart TV and when I went to play it, the audio just went like that for like 5 minutes. I was like, okay. Like, it wouldn't play off the thumb drive, but it's fine on the DVD. And it's fine streaming it from my phone.
That's weird. That's some weird shit. Technology sucks.
Yeah, like... I think we should just, like, come to a point where we just say, nope, that's it. No more of that one. Just get rid of it.
I agree.
Like, they still have VHS transfer places. Like, I guess maybe just home movies.
I guess, like, home movies and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have my VCR, but it's my clock. It's just a clock.
You just leave it as a clock.
Yeah, pretty much. It's hysterical.
This is getting, like, a cheap-ass digital clock. You're like, I'll just keep that VCR there.
I'll just keep it there.
I might need to play something on
VHS. I mean, there are times, like, Pauline wants to see her, you know... In whatever she was in. Remember that one time? Well,
Does she, like, watch it and masturbate?
No, remember I showed you...
That would be disturbing.
That would be disturbing.
I kind of want to do that now.
Because her cousins are in it.
Oh, no. I would just think it would be funny to, like, watch, like, old videos of yourself that you're, like, so self-involved that you're just, like...
Oh, my God.
Get caught masturbating to it. See, I don't have any... I don't even understand that because I don't have any videos like
that. This is me and Guys and Dolls.
My parents didn't have video taping things.
Okay.
Like, we didn't have that shit. Like, Sarah's family did.
I mean, you guys saw me and Miss Pittman.
But did you have any of, like, your mom and dad filming your childhood?
No,
my parents didn't own that kind of stuff.
Nope.
See, like, Sarah's family was always getting, like, the newest things.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, yeah. I used to get, like, hand-me-downs. Like I got a Commodore, like, 10 years after no one was using them, you know?
You're like, look what I got. I
can print on a dot matrix.
We moved on to a Nintendo, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, we're on IBMs now.
Yeah. Like, oh, what?
Yeah, I got a 46 over here. You still working on that Commodore? Like, yeah, I print newsletters on my dot matrix.
I got them on the Oregon Trail.
Oh, man, I love that game.
Man, this is such a random fucking tip. We're not angry today, month. Like, sorry.
Pride made us happy, even with all the shit that's happening.
Even if the Trump...
Because everyone's just so fucking nice there.
The Trump administration is not acknowledging any Pride events at all whatsoever. And you know what? The gays that voted for Trump, and you're surprised about this?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Because you knew it was going to happen.
I think what's good about today is the fact that we're not that angry is that, like, we even saw people, like, protesting, like, you know, Jesus people, like, saying we're gonna repent and stuff, and, like, it didn't, like, normally I'd be like, you know, I'm really annoyed by that, and I was just like, I'm a moron, I just didn't even give a shit,
because
we were inside, like, a fenced area that you had to pay to get in and, like, drink and stuff, and we're just like, everyone is having so much fun and, like, just being so nice to each other.
Right.
It's like, how do you think this is wrong? Like, no one's doing anything bad. Like, everyone was just enjoying being around other people.
It was, like, what, two people
dancing,
against, like...
Dancing, talking.
Thousands of people.
And nothing, like nefarious was going on in the gated area. Like, people weren't, like, dry humping and fucking. It was just, like, people, like, at a normal day event, like a town fair.
Exactly. It was nice
That's
to be amongst...
stupid.
It is very stupid. Amongst our people.
Yeah. So I guess our next is less angry today.
We're not angry today.
Yeah.
Check back in July.
Yeah,
who knows? We might, like, it'll be the end.
Check back tomorrow. I mean, honestly, I'll be mad tomorrow. It doesn't take much.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Stay angry.
Stay safe.
Yeah, exactly. Stay safe. Peace.